This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Now that the majority of the San Joaquin Valley's counties are out of the purple, most restrictive tier of the governor's reopening blueprint, many schools are preparing to bring students back to campus. And some already have. Here to break down what in-person learning could look like during the pandemic is FM89's Carrie Klein with our weekly COVID-19 update. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks.
So as usual, let's start with a rundown of how the numbers are looking in our part of California this week.
Okay, so still, there's no significant change over the last few weeks, which is good news, especially since so many other parts of the country are seeing really alarming rises in cases again. Case rates in some Valley counties are inching up or down, but, on the whole across the Valley, there's been very little major change in terms of new cases, fatalities, or hospitalization rates. And I would like to provide an update on the blueprint status of each county in our area. And so although most counties are now out of this purple widespread tier, it only takes two consecutive weeks of slipping case rates or positivity rates to send a county back. And that is in danger of happening in a few counties, Fresno and Merced, whose case rates both slipped this past week. But on the other hand, there are two counties that are steadily improving. That's Madera, which is looking like it could graduate from purple to red as early as next week, and Kings, which is currently in red but could possibly progress to the orange tier as early as next week. And then the other three counties in our coverage area seem squarely in their tiers for now, and that's Tulare, which is in purple, Kern, which is in red, and Mariposa in yellow.
In past weeks on Valley Edition, we've talked at length about how businesses can reopen according to this blueprint, but where do schools fit into all of this?
So the blueprint, is mainly intended for businesses, also houses of worship, but it does contain the trigger for when schools can reopen in person. They're allowed to do that once a county has been in the red tier or better for 2 weeks. But after that, school operation is pretty much separate entirely from the blueprint.
And what will in-person instruction look like? I mean, what will be different from before the pandemic?
So there will be a lot of requirements that feel pretty familiar already to most of us at this point. I mean, the state requires face masks among staff and kids, second grade and older. There's requirements for social distancing, more intense cleaning and disinfecting classroom spaces and common spaces. The state also recommends schools regularly test staff for the virus, though they leave the specifics up to schools. And they also provide recommendations for what to do when a student or staff member tests positive or has been exposed. And some counties have additional guidelines. For instance, Fresno County has requested that school districts each submit a plan, what they call an attestation, with a checklist of protective measures. And the county also recommends schools do surveillance testing. And specifically what they want to see is that 10% of all staff get tested once a month. But otherwise, there are no strict requirements on how a school needs to open, and every school district is kind of free to craft its own approach.
Okay, so what are some of the examples? How much can reopening strategies really vary?
They can vary quite a lot, actually. So, one model that I'm seeing a lot of is bringing back high-need students first. So that includes, foster kids, homeless kids, those with disabilities or really intense special needs where, learning from home is not easy or not possible. And then, those schools could gradually phase all students in by cohort. Fresno Unified and Kern High School District are some of the biggest districts doing this. And then some other school districts are, they're making different plans for different age groups. So, for instance, Clovis Unified is considering bringing elementary schools back as early as November, whereas older students are likely not going back until January. Although Clovis Unified has also adopted that other strategy, and they are already bringing some high-need students back to campus as well. And then there is the hybrid model, like in Carruthers Unified and Wasco Union High School District. So that's where students will only come back to campus a few days a week in cohorts. They will only go back on those days together. And then both of those districts could have students beginning back on campus as early as next week. There are so many school districts in our area. So many of them are still hammering out the details and, sending out surveys to parents and hosting community forums to really figure out how to shape, the return to school.
And aren't some schools already open?
Yeah, a few are already. So, for instance, in Mariposa County, their schools have been allowed open in person since September. Fresno County schools have been allowed open for 10 days. Merced County schools have been allowed open since this past Wednesday, and then assuming that Kern and Kings counties keep their case rates and positivity rates low enough, their schools could open as early as next Wednesday. And of course, that doesn't mean schools will, but many have that choice, and so many already have. And, you know, and there are some infamous examples, too, like Emmanuel Schools. They have a K through 12 private school in Reedley, and it opened in person over the summer while Fresno County was still very much in the purple tier, and this violated state orders. A Fresno County judge at one point imposed a $50,000 fine against the school, but he ended up dropping most of that fine earlier this week in a court settlement in which the school also agreed to take more precautions against the spread of the virus.
So in those schools that are allowed to bring students back to campus, what's in store for extracurricular activities like sports and music?
Well, the state is allowing some sports that can be done outside and with distance between students, but they're not allowing games or other assemblies where lots of people may gather. And when it comes to things like band and choir practice that involve, you know, kind of forceful exhaling, those are not allowed right now, indoors or outdoors. And those guidelines are statewide. They're not up to specific counties to choose those.
So for months now, there's been a lot of talk about waivers for some schools to reopen. How do those play in here?
Right. Well, so for a while now, the state has allowed school districts to apply for waivers for their elementary schools to reopen in person. And that's particularly for counties that are still in the purple tier, where this is the only way for schools to reopen. Dozens of elementary schools in the Valley have been granted those waivers. And so those schools can reopen regardless of what tier their county is in.
And as you said earlier, a county's blueprint status is not set in stone. And a county that has been in the red tier long enough for schools to open could fall back into purple. What happens to schools then?
Well, actually, in those cases, schools are allowed to stay open. The state writes this very clearly on its website. And I should point out that in counties where that happens, the state does recommend that those schools ramp up staff testing at that point.
Wow. So interesting. Carrie, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.